Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Carl O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The Russian search giant Yandex has launched its own delivery service. Instagram is expected to see a 500% increase in profits in the next 2 years. And Burberry's online and physical stores in China now share inventory. The Russian search giant Yandex has launched its own delivery service. Yandex.delivery will help Moscow-based e-commerce stores deliver items to other regions in Russia. Delivery is a big challenge in Russia as it is such a large country spanning across 11 time zones. Due to the logistical difficulties associated with transporting goods across the country, many online retailers simply do not deliver to anywhere beyond the Moscow region. As a result, only 16% of Russians based outside of the capital buy online compared to 47% of Moscow dwellers. Yandex hopes that its new delivery service will encourage more online retailers to deliver items to other areas of Russia, as well as encourage more Russians based outside of Moscow to try online shopping. In a recent statement released by Yandex, the search giant said, Yandex.delivery operates according to the single window principle. To work with a number of carriers, all a store has to do is connect to the service. Yandex offers a single shipment of goods with unified paperwork and accounts. The image-based social network Instagram will see a staggering 500% increase in its profits in the next 2 years, according to estimates by eMarketer. Instagram is expected to see profits of $595 million this year, with this predicted to rise to $2.81 billion by the end of 2017. Much of this extra income is expected to come from international markets, with the proportion of profits made in the US expected to fall from 92% now to 85% in 2017. As well as an increase in the proportion of new international users, a general increase in the number of people using the social network is also expected to be an underlying reason for the boom in profits. The number of Americans having an Instagram account rose 60% this year to 64 million people, with this expected to hit 110 million in the next 5 years. Burberry's online and physical stores in China now share inventory in an experimental move that is likely to be implemented in the US and UK as well. Pooling its inventory has meant that online shoppers can pick up their items from a physical store and also that employees in physical shops can order stock online if they do not currently have the item in store. The move has reduced delivery times, with the average Chinese delivery time dropping from 10 days to just 3 days. As a result of the successful experiment, Burberry has announced that it is likely to pool inventory in the US and UK too. Burberry is ranked number 368 in the internet retailer list of top 500 companies in China and made a profit of $12.6 million last year. Google has warned website publishers that they need to obtain consent from users before using cookies to store and access their data. Publishers using Google AdSense, DoubleClick for Publishers, and DoubleClick Ad Exchange all received a message from the search giants telling them that they had to implement a consent mechanism on their website by the 30th of September 2015. The move is in response to an EU ruling that said that publishers had to obtain consent from EU citizens before using cookies to store or access their data. The EU has been involved in several high-profile cases regarding internet privacy in recent years, including its Right to be Forgotten ruling, which said that EU citizens had a right to ask search engines to remove outdated or irrelevant information about them. And finally, the language learning app Cambly has seen massive growth in Asia. Cambly is a video calling app that connects learners and native speakers. Currently, the app is only aimed at English learners in China, Japan, and South Korea, although this list may grow in the future. Cambly has grown tenfold in the last year in China and Japan, and 100-fold in South Korea. And that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and join us next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.